Okay, good morning, everyone. I'd like to call on the secretary to call the roll.
Chair Evans?
Here.
Vice Chair Crawford?
Here.
Vice Chair Corcoran?
Here.
Director Horner?
Here.
Director Price?
Present.
Director Goldman? Director Dorsey?
Present.
Director McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. First item on the agenda, second item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. I'd like to move the agenda. Is there a second? Discussion of the agenda? Mr. Goldman.
I just want to make a
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldman.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes, Mr. Price.
Is that appropriate, given the restrictions that we have regarding participation of alternates? What does the general counsel have to say?
General counsel here anywhere?
Patty.
Where?
Behind Mike.
Patty, what do you say about this?
If a board member is absent from a meeting, then his or her alternate may participate in his or her place.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is it moot, however, Mr. Dorsey?
I'm sorry?
I'm not aware that we'll have any discussion after that.
Maybe there is moot.
In any event, discussion, but.
It's fine. Ms. Porter will be here instead of Mr. Goldman. Okay, let's move along, folks.
Jack, if I could, he's already declared he's at the meeting. So is he leaving the meeting at that point for good? Because based on what counsel just said, if you're absent from the meeting, but you're not, you're here. I'm okay with having guest comments or whatever, but I'm just wondering if it's.
Michael, our general counsel will have to opine on this. I appreciate your opinion, but Patty, what do you think? There's that law that's in Virginia that is pretty strict about what it says. So
it's absent where the director is not present, is or her alternate may participate.
And I guess the concern that's being raised is Michael's not absent. He's actually present, but he left the room. So is leaving the room absent, or is absent mean he's like not here at all?
I think it would be the latter, because we are opening the door to a tag team procedure for bypassing the Virginia law. Go for it. I mean, it's your money.
And the director has indicated he is present a few seconds ago. I think we have to be careful. I don't think we should, start getting cutesy and trying to circumvent the law that we're operating under. But you guys are attorneys. I'm not. I'm just a business type.
I think it's a matter of circumventing. It's a matter of what is the precise requirement that we adhere to the requirement of a law that we obviously don't agree with on this side of the Potomac, then we're abiding by it. We don't have to be, though, embracing it as the best piece of legislation since the founding of the country.
Well, Mr. Goldman, we'll leave it up to you and your Maryland colleagues to decide what you want to do. If you want to do it, do it. If you don't, you don't. And if you run afoul of the Virginia legislation and they pull their money, then you'll have to figure it out.
It's not just running afoul of the legislation. It is withdrawing money from the support of the metro system.
Yeah, no, you're right,
so
Jim.
I really have an issue with this until it's really proven out that this is an accepted way. I'd rather defer on it and ask permission from the Virginia General Assembly if they're okay with this, because I will not sit here and take that money away from the Metro system based on having someone sit in that seat.
I have an issue with it as well, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So do I. And it's not necessarily for the lawyers, the high priests of statute interpretation, to determine how what the law provides. We ourselves can take a vote now on what the meaning of the statute is and abide by that vote going forward. In the alternative, since it is a controversial issue, I'd recommend that we not accept this substitution until we've received definitive and well-researched advice and consultation with Virginia.
Mr. Goldman, it looks like most of the members are not in support of your idea. Okay.
Can I take a vote? Board members on the side?
Okay, so I guess the question for you would be, do you want us to do that, or would you withdraw your request to have Ms. Porter sit in with you? Mike, I didn't ask you that. I just wanted you to do it. So I assume that is a no. So is would someone want to make a motion to not permit someone to substitute the alternate for the voting member? Okay, the motion's been made. Is there a second? Okay, any further discussion? I see none. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I should have asked for abstain. All right, call the roll. Yeah, Madam Secretary, why don't you call the roll?
Chair Evans?
I vote in support of the motion.
Okay. Director, Vice Chair Crawford?
Abstain.
Vice Chair Corcoran?
What was the motion?
To not allow the substitution.
I vote yes for the motion. Then.
Director Horner?
Yes.
Director Price?
Yes.
Director Goldman? Director Dorsey? Director McMillan? Thank you. The motion passes.
Can you just read the rule with the... There's six ayes, one no, and one abstained. Okay. Two abstained. How could there? That's too many people. All right. Whatever. So let's move back to the agenda again. We've moved approval of the agenda. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on the agenda? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Any abstentions on the agenda? Okay. The agenda is approved. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for October 25th, 2018 board meeting, October 25th, 2018 executive session, and November 1st, 2018 executive session. I would like to move approval of the minutes for those
second.
Three. Is there a second? It's been made. Any discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is the employee spotlight. Mr. Wiedefeld.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For this month's employee spotlight, we recognize Metro employee Veronica Pitchford. Ms. Pitchford, if you could stand, please, who demonstrated exceptional customer service earlier this month. Ms. Pitchford just celebrated her 20th anniversary at Metro, actually just Tuesday. Congratulations. This week, she's been a bus operator, a train operator, a station manager, and now is a rail supervisor on the blue and yellow lines. And I had the pleasure of meeting her a few months ago on Minnesota Avenue at her station, or at the station. During a recent busy morning rush hour, Ms. Pitchford was working at the Pentagon City Station when a customer approached her with a common problem. He had left his iPhone on the train. Ms. Pitchford took down the man's name and contact information, as well as information about the train he was on. Then, as he walked away, Ms. Pitchford caught up with him with another idea. Since Ms. Pitchford is an iPhone user herself, she was familiar with the Find My iPhone app. She explained to the customer how the app could help them see if his phone was still in the train or if it had been picked up by someone else. Using the app, they located his phone and could see it had been come to rest at Brad Road Station. Ms. Pitchford called the station manager on duty, who shared that a fellow customer had turned the phone in a few minutes earlier. The relieved customer soon reunited with his phone and left with good feelings about Metro and the customer service provided. Today, we recognize Ms. Pitchford for thinking quickly on her feet and coming up with a creative way to help a customer. Employees like Ms. Pitchford set the standard for customer service at Metro and show us that sometimes it's the little things that really count for people. So thank you, Ms. Pitchford, for your 20 years of service at Metro and your ongoing commitment to our riders. Please come forward to accept your recognition.
Yes, Mr. Horner.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say a word of praise for the unknown Metro worker described to me last week who left his kiosk to assist an elderly lady up the escalator. In a crowd, he could have looked the other way and allowed her to struggle on her own, but he took the initiative to help that person. If anyone's aware of who that might be, I'd like to know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Horner. Okay, next item on the agenda is the public comment. We have two individuals have signed up. First individual is, I'm going to take a guess. It's either Dale or Dane, and I can't read the last name either. Looks like a T-O-R-O-Z-E-C-K. Is that right? Okay. Is it Dane or Dale or what is this? Diane. Is that right? Welcome to the Metro Board. I'm sorry? There's. Okay, go right there, and you have 2 minutes. There's a microphone.
Walking around, you're not going to do that. I'm a little bit, and I'm asking.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Trozek. Okay, thank you for your comments. We appreciate it. Okay, our next public witness is Mr. Robert Whitfield. Mr. Whitfield, welcome to the Metro Board. I can't hear you. I think you're not speaking into the mic or something. There you go. Yeah.
John, check.
Thank you very much. That concludes our public comment for the day. The next item on the agenda is the report by the Accessibility Advisory Committee, Mr. Posner. Ms. Rush? Okay. Ms. Rush? Welcome, Ms. Rush, to the Metro Board meeting.
Good
morning.
I'm Denise Rush. I'm Vice Chair of the Vice Chair Subcommittee. You've already received a letter that I presented, but I want to talk about you. I've that committee realized. I just want to tell you. prescribe all policies. If you have a verb, all policies, first, you should call it 911. I get on the bus, or I experience the prescribe all policies, or anything. But so many calls, so many prescribe, OCC doesn't get back to prescribe very quick. Any type of person could be harmed or need to be paid. So there needs to be a better system when there's an emergency and have health issues. A suggestion is that you have special calls that you call and they know that's emergency. That's the emergency line. That then they give you all those average calls. All right. I hope they look at that. We want everybody to take service. But you got to get some rules, regulations, understand how they have to come up for handicapped people, visually impaired, and just regular.
Thank you very much, Ms. Rush. Any questions for Ms. Rush? Mr. Dorsey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Ms. Rush. Thank you for the report. Just a question. The concern about the operational issue of operators announcing upcoming obstructions and impediments. I presume you ask staff about that. I'm a little concerned that we have to wait until a board meeting to voice that. That seems like something, since it's operational in nature, should be handled outside of this venue. It's not a criticism. I just want to.
Well,
okay.
I
see. So it's a recent thing? Okay.
Yes, it's a recent thing.
Okay.
Any other questions for Steve? You had one, didn't you?
Yes.
Steve McMillan.
The letter submitted to the board references elevator availability. It's consistently trended slightly lower than the accepted level of 96%. It's maybe a question best directed for our staff here. What slightly lower means 95, 90, 85? Do we know what that slightly lower than the accepted level performance has actually been?
I don't have the exact number, but it's very close to 96%. So I will get that to you.
And to the extent we're falling short, does it tend to be concentrated at stations that are particularly vulnerable to water inundation? I noticed that was referenced as something that's been a problem with this very meter.
It could be some of that, but it's also just the constant rehab that you have to do with elevators. So it does play out. Obviously, as the elevators get older, that number fluctuates a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Rush, for your report. Next item on the agenda is the report by the Riders Advisory Council, Mr. Fogel. Fogel, welcome to the Metro Board.
My name is Robert Fogel, and I am the Vice Chair of the Riders Advisory Council, representing Chair Catherine Courtroom, who is unable to attend. We appreciate the opportunity, Chair Evans, and members of the board, for giving us participation. I want to let the board know that on behalf of the entire RAC, we are very pleased that the October Vermont Board meeting proposal to eliminate RAC's not act. Our members look forward to serving the riders of Metro, Metro Bus, Metro Rail, Metro Access, by providing the best possible input to the Vermont Board on operational and budgetary matters, as well as other issues that may arise. Our members join the board in being committed to making Metro Rail, Metro Bus, Metro Access a safer and more efficient system, as well as one that attracts new riders in start. RAC members have reviewed the proposed new bylaws, and in general, we believe they provide a good framework as the RAC moves ahead to the future. Several changes have been proposed, and we would like to comment on the opposite. Cutting the RAC from 21 to 11 members, we believe, does not provide the necessary representation for region. Very large and diverse population, which takes 600,000 daily rail trips and 400,000 daily bus trips. RAC must be able to address the broad range of issues that buyers and system experience. We hope that this issue can be further explored, perhaps by compromising 15, acknowledging commitment by RAC members to assist the recruitment of new members. However, whatever the number is finally agreed upon, we would like to see a provision in the bylaws that upon our presentation, the board will appoint a new member within 60 days. We would also like language included requiring that RAC members be informed and invited to all PD provision creating a new board liaison is a good idea. Success is incumbent on the liaison being scheduled to attend RAC meetings to advocate for RAC's behalf before the board. One suggestion is that if the board liaison cannot attend the meeting, he or she shall do so by phone or designated alternate to attend. One addition may be to require a monthly conference call that would include the board liaison and RAC officers. It would also be useful to amend the bylaws to create a clear process for feedback. RAC submits a recommendation or suggestion in the future. The board can agree or disagree with RAC's positions, but we would like to see clear written feedback in the prescribed period. As I understand the proposed bylaws, the RAC chair will no longer be on the agenda to speak before me. We think this is not a positive form. RAC needs a public setting to underline its recommendation. This can be conveyed to us that all current RAC members, if they so choose, will be reappointed at the December board meeting for a 2-year term. Provide continuity, perhaps staggered terms, should be considered, but that being appointed 1 year after the year. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Fogel. Any questions for Mr. Fogel? Seeing none, thank you very much for your report. Next item on the agenda is the report by the chair. So I'd start by saying good morning, everyone. First, we have one item of administrative business to address, and that's board approval to make changes to the Writers Advisory Council bylaws to improve efficiency and more closely align its work with the board's work plan, Metro's public participation plan, and Metro's strategic plan. As the RAC is established by and reports to the Metro Board of Directors, the board has approval authority over the RAC's bylaws and policies. The board conducted an operational review of the RAC during 2018 to find opportunities to enhance the RAC's efficiency and to more closely align the RAC's work and associated input with that of the board and Metro's PPP. I will now turn the floor over to board member Christian Dorsey, who led the review. He will highlight the proposed changes. Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'll just go over the highlights. We all know that we've been thinking about this for well over a year. Just to remind everyone, some of the problems that we were trying to solve were, from the RAC's perspective, not feeling like their input was valued and had an appropriate outlet with the board. So trying to figure out a way to, for lack of a better phrase, make them more useful to us as a body, remembering that they are an advisory body to the board. We're also trying to make sure that the RAC could be staffed and have responsiveness from WMATA based on our current staffing structure and staffing capacity, understanding that the status quo was unsustainable. Then also wanting to recognize that from when the RAC was formed, transit has changed and some of the needs that we have from an advisory body have changed. And then, most importantly, I think that the level of communication between the board and the RAC was inconsistent at best and needed to be addressed. So with that came a variety of changes that are reflected in the bylaws, and then some that we will have to, just sort of incorporate as this new paradigm takes hold. It's to reduce the size of the RAC from 21 to 11 members, with a greater focus on the diversity of experience and ridership over simply geographic diversity. So, in essence, instead of 18 appointments from the jurisdictions, we are now going to have 6. And then instead of 2 at-large members, we are going to have 4, and we'll maintain the status of the Accessibility Advisory Committee to also serve on the RAC. We'd also change the term of appointments from 3 years to 2. This is primarily to address the issue of attrition, people in our very transient area not being able to consistently make and fulfill 3-year commitments. We think that this is something that will work much better. Then also having the RAC conduct or develop an annual work plan in close consultation with this board, and also to figure out how to align better with Metro staff's public participation plan, and then establishing a liaison from this board to the RAC so that those issues of communication could be dealt with more effectively. Not in the bylaws is really just the overall guiding ethos to all of this. Again, the RAC is an advisory body to the board, and this board has not taken ownership of that and participated actively in the RAC's success. So that really changes. And the close communication and working together through the liaison will hopefully lead to a path where not only can this board recognize the value of the rider's body, but the people who serve on that body can also feel that their service is valued. So with the published bylaw changes, those memorialize all of those goals that I talked about. There are some technical changes that upon further review we'd like to offer, and I'll just briefly explain what those are. They are to stagger the terms per the recommendation of the RAC, and something that we endeavored to do but didn't reflect well in the initial draft. It also establishes that in the event that the chair is not able to be present, the vice chairs will perform those duties. It also states language that the board liaison will be expected to participate, and if they can't do it, they'll be able to do it through phone or other means per the RAC's recommendation. And then also to clarify that a quorum for the RAC is a simple majority. So I think that's it in terms of my comments.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Dorsey, and I appreciate all the very, very hard work that you have put in on this. So I'd like to move approval of the RAC bylaws with Mr. Dorsey's technical changes. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on this? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Horner abstains. So the motion passes 7 yes and 1 abstain. So who else abstain? Somebody else abstain? Oh, Steve, you did too? I'm sorry. Okay, 6-2. Okay. Now that the bylaws have been approved, I would like to appoint Mr. Dorsey as the board's RAC liaison and Mr. Goldman as the board's vice board liaison. Is that what it's called? Or the alternate, however you describe it, an alternate, yeah. Okay. We would look forward to working with the RAC, and hopefully it will be successful. Next, I know the general manager is going to address this, but I just wanted to say how excited we are by the Amazon.
Mr. Chair, just yes, one comment. I appreciate your appointment as an alternative to serve as the RAC liaison, but I would just point out that I think the RAC will continue to see a lot of alternative Kathy Porter in these recognitions, since this is not a board meeting. I think if I'm called upon to serve as an alternate, I would probably ask her to serve as my alternate and liaison with the RAC. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldman. Again, going back to the Amazon announcement, it's great that Amazon has selected Crystal City for its second headquarters, and we're excited about that. We believe Metro may have played a role in that, since Metro Amazon came to the region and wrote on Metro, and we're from the feedback we got, we're very excited about the system we have here. Lastly, I want to remind everyone that the board will only meet one day next month on December 13th. December committee meetings and the board meeting will be held on the same day. That concludes my report, and now I'll turn the floor over to the general manager for his report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just say that we're very excited about welcoming Amazon to the region, and particularly their employees to the metro system. The arrival of Amazon to the capital region demonstrates why the investment in metro system matters so much in terms of business depend on us, their employees depend on us, and we're ready to deliver a safe, reliable service as they start to come into the region. As we're seeing with this announcement, the strength of the region's economy is reflected in the strength of the metro system. In their announcement, they did announce several significant improvements to the rail system. You mentioned the Crystal City as being the focal point. So the Crystal City station, there will be an additional entrance added to that station. And then obviously the future Potomac Yard, which is just getting underway, will now have a second entrance. But I also wanted to draw attention to some of the things that are currently underway that support the Amazon announcement. Then it supports everything we do for all of our customers, but will play out even more so with Amazon. One is the automated door openings starting in early 2019, which will provide a more efficient system for us and get at a customer complaint we constantly hear about. automated train operations in late 2019. Again, what that means is better service and less power and reduced and more efficiency. Better bus service. All of our buses will be enabled with traffic signal prioritization or priority mechanisms technology on the buses by the end of 2019. We are already working with local jurisdictions to determine what intersections are candidates for this technology to improve the overall bus operations and the customer experience. The mobile fare payment platform will be rolled out later in 2019. This gives you the ability to use your smartphone for fare payment. Cellular service in the tunnels, we've reached the 50% mark on that. Half of our tunnels are now wired for cellular service. That means a customer can ride from Largo Town Center to Roslyn without losing service. Same is true from DuPont Circuit to Glenmont on the Red Line. And we're on schedule to complete that project in roughly 18 months to 2 years, so that will be in place as well. And as you may recall, a few months ago, we asked the board for approval to proceed with the 8,000 series. If you recall, we have a base program of 250 cars, but we put in that proposal that we could go up to 800 cars. And so we have different options to do that. And so as we monitor what happens in the region, particularly with Amazon coming, we'll have that long lead item, which actually would cost us a lot of time, in place and ready to go. So those are another good move by the board to have us prepared for the Amazon. And as was discussed earlier in the Finance Committee, the proposed budget has a number of service improvements, including expansion of the rush hour service, the elimination of the turnbacks and the 8-car train. And these are all designed to moving us forward with the world-class system that we all want and really to focus on the customer experience as much as the other things that we focus on every day. So I know our workforce is up to the task of meeting the challenge of Amazon coming to the region because we've all seen the improvements that they've made over the last few years, and I look forward to working with the board during these exciting times as we move forward in the region and with Metro. That concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Wiedefeld. Any questions for the general manager? Okay. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is a report by the Finance and Capital Committee. Mr. Corcoran.
Thank you, Chair Evans. The committee is forwarding five items that were referred to the board at the November 1st Finance and Budget Committee. So I'll go through those each and make a motion to approve those. The first is the authorization for a public hearing on a new rail maintenance facility. Staff sought committee authorization to hold a public hearing on the addition of a new rail heavy repair and overhaul facility. So I move that the heavy maintenance functions to this new dedicated facility would improve the efficiency of Metro's Greenbelt and Brentyard yards, and that we authorize a public hearing.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it.
Thank you. Staff sought committee approval to extend the Metro Bus Route 3T service in the city of Falls Church to connect the East Falls Church and the West Falls Church Metro Rail stations. This additional service is fully funded by the city of Falls Church through a grant from the I-66 Commuter Choice Program. Staff has found no disparate impact or disproportionate burden under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act, and if approved, service would begin in December of 2018, next month. So I move approval.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it.
Okay. Third, on the new office building purchase for Metro. Staff sought committee approval for the acquisition of an office building located at 307th Street Southwest in Washington, D.C. to serve as Metro's new headquarters building. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Awesome.
Mr. Goldman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had abstained when this was before the committee 2 weeks ago, waiting additional information. I've now had that information. I reviewed it, and I was considering proposing an amendment which would have done two things. It would have asked the staff to provide quarterly reports to the Finance and Capital Committee on the renovation of the building to be purchased, and would have required the board to seek further authorization to proceed with renovation if the costs or the contract price with a selected contractor exceeded the amounts that staff has advised the board in a confidential presentation would cost. I've subsequently had conversations with the chair of the committee, Mr. Corcoran, who advises me that the staff will be presenting quarterly updates on the capital improvement program to the committee, and these reports will address progress on the building acquisition and the building renovation, as well as other broader components of the capital program, and that if the costs of the renovation exceed what's currently in the budget, that staff would have to come back with a further authorization for those additional funds for the renovation. So in light of that, I'm not going to pursue the issue with amendment at this time. I believe that this is a very important project for the board, and it requires a good deal of board oversight of the progress of the renovation of this existing building. We've hired the general manager and his executive team to run a railroad and to run a bus system. We haven't hired them to renovate a building. So I think it's incumbent upon the board to step up to the table on this and keep a close eye on this renovation process as it goes forward. I think we want to have a progress on this as board members, and we want to see a result, a building that we can be proud of. But this is a 50-year-old building, and 50-year-old buildings have problems, and problems can come up from time to time, and I think the staff needs to make sure the board is aware of concerns and price increases that happen as this progress and this process moves forward. So thank you for your time, and so I look forward to these quarterly reports from staff that address the renovation progress for this new headquarters building. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goldman. Further comments?
Yeah. Well, I mean, implicit in my Dave, just brief. Oh, Mr. Corcoran, if you'd like.
No, no, go ahead.
All right. So implicit in statement was the assumption that the board itself is capable of expertly monitoring progress of renovations of the building in question, more so than the general manager. I, for one, do not possess the expertise to track the progress and to advise management on the renovation of a building. So I'd ask why Mr. Goldman thinks any of us would do a better job to the point that it justifies our oversight of the general manager's conduct of that project.
Okay, Mr. Corcoran.
Yes, and thank you, Mike, for the comments. And I have the same concerns. And I think those concerns have been addressed with the, you know, with the quarterly capital improvement report that we will get, that we do get from staff on a regular basis. This will now be included in that. And as far as the overruns, I look to our real estate team that has done a tremendous job with a lot of things, particularly around joint development. But now with this, that their excellence will continue on that. So I think the triggers are in place for us to do what you we're suggesting, and we do have that oversight role. Continue.
Okay. Thank you, Clarence.
So I believe I have moved approval on it.
Yes.
Just on that.
Yeah.
Just
one comment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Sorry.
Clarence had a comment.
I agree with the transparency. Having run the PTO's project, moving the PTO down to Alexandria, and overseeing that project, that's a sizable undertaking. So I appreciate the transparency on the building as well as the overall capital program. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. A motion has been made and second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it. Mr. Cochran on
okay,
item D.
The fourth of the five issues. So staff sought approval of the 2018 supplemental bond resolution to issue series 2018 gross revenue bonds not to exceed $262.7 million to support the fiscal year 2019 capital projects. Mr. Chair, I move approval.
Motion has been made. Is there a second? Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it.
And lastly, staff sought approval to amend Metro's fiscal year 2018 and 2019 budgets to add funding for the collective bargaining agreements between WMATA and Local 2 of the Office and Professional Employees International Union and Local 689 of the Amalgamated Transit Union. These agreements require $22 million in additional subsidy for 2018 and $29.1 million in additional subsidy for fiscal year 2019. So $36.5 million in fiscal 19 was for newly awarded contracts for Metro Access Paratransit Service as required by the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Discussion?
Just briefly, I'd like to make a...
Mr. Dorsey and
thank you. You know, we appreciate the hard work of the GM and staff to provide a full accounting for how these increases to the budget and increases to subsidy will be required. This is very helpful for jurisdictional staff who have to justify new checks that need to be issued to WMATA, to their supervisors. And I also appreciate staff's assurances that flexibility, perhaps using WMATA's short-term line of credit, will be available if that works for a jurisdiction's cash flow management purposes and making these increased obligations under the budget. So we very much appreciate staff working with the jurisdictions to make this all happen.
Okay. Over here, I heard somebody, didn't I?
I did.
Yeah, Mr. Goldman.
Yes, when this was before the Finance Committee 2 weeks ago, I had raised with staff what would be the impact of this $36.5 million increase for Metro Access on the compensation that drivers had received. I had raised that issue because the problem we were having was that the ride-hailing services such as Uber and Lyft were making it more attractive for our Metro Access drivers to shift over and become Uber or Lyft drivers. So I'm advised by staff that the impact of this $36.5 million on the compensation of Metro Access drivers will be to increase their hourly compensation from approximately $16 to $23 an hour. And so I'm hopeful that, that's a substantial increase, and that substantial increase will make retention on the job as Metro Access drivers more attractive to our current crop of drivers, and that this will enable us to continue in an uninterrupted manner to meet our obligations under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So I just wanted to provide that information for the board and the public as to where this $36.5 million is going to go.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Goldman. Any further comments? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The aye, abstentions? The ayes have it. One abstention? Somebody's abstention. Okay. Mr. Horner abstains. Okay, Mr. Corcoran.
And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Next item is the consent agenda. We have two items on the board's consent agenda today. I would like to move approval of the following: approval of Route 79 cash-free pilot extension. Staff requests approval of a six-month extension of the cash-free boarding pilot on Metro Extra Route 79 to allow for additional data collection and analysis, and B, indemnification for parking space lease at former Walter Reed site. Staff seeks board approval for indemnification in two ground leases in support of the construction of the Potomac Yard Metro Rail Station, a reimbursable project. So I move approval. Is there a second? Any discussion of these items? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it. That concludes our agenda. Last item is reports by the jurisdictions. From the District of Columbia, I have no report. WSTC, Mr. Crawford.
Yes, Chairman. We have two public forum meetings coming up, one in Prince George's County on November the 28th from 7 to 9 at the Maryland National Capital Planning Facility, and we have one in Montgomery County on December the 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Stella Werner Council Office Building. More information will be available. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. From NVTC, Mr. Corcoran.
I would like to, I know, Paul, you spent some time talking about Metro's role in attracting Amazon to Virginia. I'd also, on behalf of Virginia, like to thank Metro for the work that you have done there and presenting a very positive image of Metro, but more than just presenting a positive image, but enacting real improvements to our system over time that enabled them to make that decision. I'd also like to congratulate Mr. Dorsey on them coming to Arlington and Alexandria. But it's a win for the region, and hopefully it's the first of many, because I know there are other major tech organizations considering our region still. So thank you for your leadership on that.
And if I could just say, Mr. Corcoran, Mr. Chairman, we're thrilled, and not that I'm parochial at all, but I want you to understand that Amazon is coming to Arlington entirely. There's been a little confusion. There's a massive investment in a university infrastructure in Alexandria, which is absolutely terrific, which we think is wonderful for the region. But Amazon is headquartering in Arlington, and this whole thing of national landing, that's actually not a thing other than something to describe the area with which they will inhabit. But they are planning on occupying the extant neighborhoods of Pentagon City and Crystal City, which are in Arlington, just so that everybody understands that. But we are looking forward to the opportunity of what that all means. And I will say, just to echo what everyone has said, very much key to their choosing to come to our area was that we had demonstrated last year that this region could really deal with big problems, specifically Metro. And that same level of cooperation will be tested to figure out housing, to figure out broader transportation challenges. So, let's keep the positive momentum going, because it can really produce great things.
Excellent. Thank you very much. You know, I used to own a place in Arlington. Just wanted to make that point. It was actually in Arlington. Wish I held on to it, yeah. It would be worth a fortune today. Whatever. Federal government, Mr. Horner.
There's no report.
Okay. Before we adjourn, in accordance with the bylaws, I, Jack Evans, request that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsection A. Budgetary matters that may affect legal positions, FOMATA contracts, or sensitive relationships with local jurisdictions or the federal government. B, litigation, investigations, and other legal matters requiring the provision of legal advice or consultation with counsel and staff members. And C, personnel or labor issues, including discussions of labor contracts and labor negotiations, consideration or interviews of candidates for employment, and the assignment, appointment, promotion, performance, demotion, or resignation of individuals. And H, development of WMATA position or strategy on pending or proposed federal or state legislation. I'd like to move this at this time. Is there a second? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? The ayes have it. We'll see everybody upstairs. And the meeting's adjourned.